Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Amen, 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 amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for this lovely evening of November the 19th, 2012. We thank God once again, as always, for his divine protection over each and every one of our lives that enables us to be here on One Accord to learn more about oneness in our marriages. And we thank God, as always, for allowing us to be joined in like-mindedness, to be able to come together to study, to show ourselves approved. My name is Tammy Storr, whom will be joined by our brother, our teacher, Brother Jesse Storr, and we thank God for him and what thus says the Lord through him on this evening as we continue to speak on oneness, but not just on oneness, but where oneness demands spiritual understanding and thanksgiving. We know we're in a time of the year where we hear so much about each and every one of us being so grateful and so thankful for God and who he is in our lives. We know that we would not be the same today if it had not been the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that turned our lives around and allowed us to become a part of his family. And so we're so thankful just for that. And then in having that opportunity to be a part of his family, we're so grateful and thankful that he woke us up this morning in our right minds. He woke us up this morning with the activity of our limbs. He woke up this morning with our loved ones still around us. We're so grateful and thankful, not only this time of the year, but throughout each and every day of the year for our spouses. We thank God on this evening that he thought so much of us, especially when he created Adam, when he said that there is no way that man can be alone. So we know as we read through the Bible in Genesis 2, where it talks about the man should not be alone, but he will make him a helper fit for him. And I thank God for the opportunity that he has given us as women to be the helpmates for our husbands. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for my husband. And I thank God that when that day came in Genesis 2:24 that we are all so familiar with, that it said, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And that's where we come up with this oneness. We are one together. And I'm so grateful and thankful to God tonight for you and your spouse being here in oneness, so that because of that, we understand and know that Ephesians 5:25 is operational in your life, where it talks about husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And so I'm so grateful and thankful for each and every strong, God-fearing man that's after God's own heart tonight, that you have come together with your spouse. And you recognize, know, and understand how important it is to come together and be able to be here on this line tonight, to be able to be understanding that you both need to get a word in season from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then I thank God that you husbands, we're so grateful for you tonight, that you husbands understand 1 Peter 3:7, where it talks about, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. We're not the easiest people to get along with. And unfortunately, the way our bodies were designed, especially during that time of the month or that week before that time of the month, we turn into a different creature. And we must pray our way out of that as women, out of that, women, because we know that some of the things we may say and do is not of Christ. And so we thank God for you, our husband, that you are very understanding in all your ways. You are showing honor to the women, and you know that we are the weaker vessel. And I thank God that since we are the heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So we thank God that you have an understanding heart, a forgiving heart, a loving heart, that you will always and continuously show toward us, that you will continue to lift us up in prayer daily, for we all stand in need of prayer. As tonight, we don't do anything without praying. And so we know in order to bring in this powerful lesson tonight, we have to allow it to be led through and by the Holy Spirit. And I can't do it alone because the word says where two or more are gathered together, he's in the midst when we call upon his name. And we know when we are called for a purpose in a time such as this, we must usher in the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne as humbly as I know how, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity to be able, Father God, to come together with such powerful, God-fearing men and women that are ready to serve you tonight through their willingness in their transparency of their testimonies, Lord God, that they will be able to help another brother and or sister. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will use both Jesse and I in a mighty way, that you will use this listening audience in a way, Lord God, that they've never been used before. I thank you tonight, Lord God, that as we come together in oneness as the Blog Talk Radio Show tonight, that, Lord God, you will minister to each through each and every one of us, that you will allow our voices to be anointed, our vocal cords to be anointed. And I thank you in advance, Lord God, for every willing vessel that is ready and prepared to come and share, Father God, in love. I thank you as always for the word that you have prepared for tonight. I thank you for the hours, Father, of dedication that Jesse has spent with you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to his heart, to his mind, on what it is that we desire to hear from you on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that through discernment that Jesse, Father, has it right on point. And I thank you that it will be a word in season for all of us, Father, for us to be able to use and apply to our daily lives, for us to be able to go and share with another brother or sister, Father, that's standing in need of hearing a word from you through one of us. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for every woman, for every man that has come together to learn more about what it means to have oneness in their marriage. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for allowing us an opportunity to be entrusted with wonderful children that you've blessed us all with. And I thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word when you bring us together that you want us to be fruitful and multiply. And I thank you, Lord God, as we are fruitful and multiply and we do the things that is necessary to produce the children that you desire us to have, I thank you that that act is wonderful, it's great, it's marvelous, Lord God, that we all, as both parties, as husband and wife, are able to enjoy those sexual relations that you ordained and allowed us to come together as husband and wife to enjoy, Father, one to another. I thank you that the bedroom is undefiled. Father, I thank you tonight that you will allow all of us, Father, that are married under the sound of my voice to be able to go and enjoy one another and love on each other the way in which you put us together in oneness. I thank you tonight, Lord God, for allowing each and every one of us to be able, Father God, to recognize, know, and understand the power that is invested within us. Let us use it, Lord God, for the upbuilding, for the uplifting of your kingdom. You know what it is, Lord God, that you need us to stand bold and stand strong on. I thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear. Oh, we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. But we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you give us power, love, and a sound mind to go and use it, Father, for being, Father, the individuals we need to be in our marriages and being the individuals we need to be with our children, being the individuals we need to be in our workplaces, being the individuals we need to be, Lord God, as we walk up and down the streets, as we stand in the various lines from restaurants to grocery stores to the movies to wherever we may be, Lord, let us, Father, be willing examples to exemplify who you are in us. We thank you tonight that our ears are ready to hear a word from you, that, Father, we're able to receive it from our heart. And I come as always thanking you for every opportunity you will give me tonight, that you will give my lovely husband tonight. Anytime we've missed the mark, Lord God, I ask that you forgive us. I know today I've missed the mark a couple times. And, Lord God, I know I have a loving and forgiving husband that is willing and able and capable of forgiving me, for I'm not perfect. And I pray tonight, Lord God, that as I know I'm forgiven, that there's so many of you under the sound of my voice that have missed the mark with your spouse tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you all will have a forgiving heart, that you will understand that in order to be forgiven by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we must forgive our loved ones. And I thank you, Lord God, for having such a loving and forgiving heart to forgive all of us when we've missed the mark. But as we continue to move forward, Lord God, pressing toward the mark of the high calling, that you will allow us to be, Father God, the best examples and the best individuals on this side of heaven that we can possibly be. I love you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for dying on the cross for every individual under the sound of my voice. And as we move forward in this life that you are blessing us with, I pray, Lord God, that you would be with us and you would protect us. And, Lord God, I pray that all of those that are without homes tonight, those without food, those without, Lord God, transportation, clothing, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would be their supplier. You would be their provider. We thank you for allowing them, Father, to lean and depend on you. And we thank you for every opportunity you give us to pour back and be able to give back to those that are in need during this time and throughout the entire year. And I just thank you, Lord God, for every shelter. Thank you for every mission that Father has a place for young men, for young women, for children to come and be able to grab shelter each and every night. I pray for every volunteer that, Lord God, you would bless them and continue to anoint them to be the individuals they are. We love you, Lord God. We can never thank you enough. And we say tonight, thank you for this opportunity that you will allow us to share one to another, not only Jesse and I, but thank you in advance for this powerful listening audience that's willing, ready, and capable of sharing as well. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. We thank my queen, my wife, for that powerful, powerful prayer, ushering in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank God. That's just so powerful, so powerful. And I praise God for that and all of that transparency, because he is worthy to be praised. And as a matter of fact, listening audience, you should know tonight that really this is a special, special night, because this is really the first time, I believe, in 15 years that we have actually been home and been in the country on this particular week. Normally, on this particular week, we are always out of town. And for the last 15 years, we have been out of town as our anniversary comes up on the 27th. And when we started that 16 years ago, which will be next week, we were always out of town. But as our children have grown up a little bit and gotten involved in activities and so on and so forth, it's become more difficult for this particular time of the year to be actually gone for that whole week. And they actually convinced us to ask us to be home at this particular time. So we're home for the first time. So we are adjusting to not being away, not being out of the country, not having this week to ourselves. And so we probably are going through some withdrawal situations since we're not able to be totally together. But we praise God, because we still going to have a great time. We'll spend time with family. Praise God that our baby daughter actually had a chance to spend some time with her grandmother last evening, and also tonight before we begin to head out of here tomorrow, going up to Indiana and visiting with Tammy's family up there with a great family reunion on this coming week. So we praise God. It is something new and different. For us, over the last 15 years, it's been a different situation, but we thank God that we're able to do it. We're able to have the flexibility, and we look forward to doing so. We also have a chance to get in a little activity with our adopted son, you may say. We'll have a chance to go and see Ezekiel play a little bit in a basketball game tomorrow on our way up to Indiana. So God is good, and we thank God for that. And this is a week of Thanksgiving, a week of reflection. I thank God for my queen again as we are about to celebrate our 16th wedding anniversary. Praise God for that. Also praise God for the fact that all of those that are in my family that are still on this side, all of those that are in Tammy's family that are still on this side, and all of those who, the friends and loved ones that we have also who still are able to fellowship with loved ones at this particular time of the year. This is one of those situations, one of those shows where we've got to take just a moment to think about Thanksgiving and think about really how do we even come to have such a holiday, because I remember when I was traveling back in 99 to 2004 and going into Canada, and people used to always ask me about this Thanksgiving Day, because it was interesting. We would be on days off in the United States, but those people that were working in Canada, they would still be working because we also had a Canadian operation. And they would ask me, well, what is, this Thanksgiving thing? And they had something that they thought it was similar, because about this year they also have a thing after Thanksgiving they call Box Day, which more or less is a shopping day, where, of course, in this country, we have also began to commercialize the day after Thanksgiving and the day when supposedly all of these retail establishments began to make money. But when we go back, way back in the time, and we think about the concept of Thanksgiving in this country, it occurred, at least this is what the records tell us, this is what the history tell us, in December of 1621. And it's the story of the Pilgrim settlers that came to this country and were in Massachusetts during that particular second winter in America, and where the weather itself had killed so many, almost half of the original colonists that came to this country. And as their food began to drain and began to dwindle away, they came together and began to give thanks to God for his provision and helping them find land and to be able to be in an area where at that time they perceived it as having no hostility, that they were in an area where they were able to spend time in fasting and feasting and prayer. And they actually spent 3 days doing so. And we understand again from our history books that the Thanksgiving Day was celebrated as a day to give thanks to God for his gracious and sufficient provision. And then we know that Abraham Lincoln actually proclaimed it and set it aside as the last Thursday in November in 1863, but that got changed in 1941 when Congress ruled that after 1941, the fourth Thursday of November would be observed as Thanksgiving Day and would become a legal holiday. And so that's why oftentimes this particular day can change, the actual date can change so much, because it's on the fourth Thursday of the month. So we praise God. We have a lot of examples in Scripture where there are examples of giving thanks to our Father. We can go back and think of so many examples in the book of Exodus where there's the crossing of the Red Sea. We can think about the Pentecost. We can think about the Passover. We can think about, in the Word of God, there are many, many examples of where there was an express effort to give thanks and to make provisions for our Father. As a matter of fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 talks about rejoice always, praying without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Philippians 4:6. And then 1 Timothy 2:1, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And that's spoken of generically, meaning both men and women. And so we know that we have been admonished. We are instructed. We are showed, actually, through the express person of Jesus Christ, that we should always be thankful. We can go through Scripture. We see so many signs, John 3:16 and John 3:17, Romans 3:19-26, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:13, Ephesians 8-10. And we know all of these is not based on anything that we have done ourselves. It's simply based on the grace and mercy of our Father God. For tonight, you know, as we reflect on this particular day, we also should be reflecting on how we should be thankful that we are able to live in a nation where we are free to marry, where even in this nation, and I must be honest, there are some times when I think, feel, and believe it would be a lot easier now as I'm an adult and I have children that, of course, you would like to see married, that I could make a better choice for them in their marriages. And we live in a nation where, of course, it's not a necessity, where most of the time we would like to have a child come and at least seek input, seek opinion, and we like the concept of probably a young man going and asking for the hand of his daughter in marriage. But as we reflected on this, I myself must admit that I did not follow the protocol, the appropriate protocol in that regard. And I can see now again how valuable that indeed could be and should be. And that's our hope as we now look to the future, that when such a thing happens, that a young man would have the respect to come and make sure that the blessing is there. And on the other hand, the same with our sons, that they would go and would provide the same level of respect for a prospective family as well. So we thank God tonight because we live in an era and in a world where even though, as Tammy was saying earlier, where we all fall down, we all fall short, and even despite all of that, we serve a God who is able and willing to forgive us so we can dust ourselves off, get right back up, and get back into the game. When we come back, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to ask some of you who have called in, and we see your numbers, and we're going to ask some of you who have called in to give us, you know, what are you thankful about this particular week? Because it should be a time of Thanksgiving. And we know as we think about Thanksgiving, one of the most challenging relationships that we have, even during times like this, continues to be that marriage relationship. That as we go through a period of Thanksgiving, we should never forget that is the one relationship that we cannot take for granted. That's the one relationship that we should continue to endeavor to become more effective at making sure that we're doing everything we can to forgive, and to fulfill God's calling in that particular area. We'll be right back. Go and get you something to refresh on. We'll be right back after this short song by our brother. Wise men can't define it, just like
I'll be loving you, making my perfect storm until the morning comes. Hey, your sunshine on my window, babe. I'm looking love right in the face, girl. Let's watch heaven open up, cause it feels just like I'm in love. Hey, girl, I'm in love.
Magnificent and he has so much love that even in that situation, there's a way for us to embrace and find out that God is love. And because of that, love covers a multitude of imperfections, a multitude of situations that may not appear to appeal to the human consciousness, to human understanding. So I thank God for that. And so we want to hear from you. What do you thank God for? I thank God also for my queen. I thank God for the day he allowed me to see her. The day when I first saw her and I was so taken back, and she was such a stunning person when I caught her out of my eye. And so I saw that one time and then had a chance to open up the elevator and wham, who walks out but to see her again. And when that took place, it was just something that happened inside me, something in my spirit that was aroused, something that said, this is someone unique. And this is, and then at the time, I didn't know it was God's gift to me, but it was something that took place that those that has happened to understand that when something happens in your life, when you know your life has been changed, and that it has been changed forever. And so I remember that, and I'm thankful to God for that. I'm thankful that I was able to recognize it, that I was able to see it, and that because of that, that now we are married and we have a family and we have children that love God and love each other and love their parents. And so I'm thankful to God because God will indeed allow us to be blessed this way. So I'm thankful that I was able to be blessed by our Father, because as the word say, he just found a wife. And also he or she just found a husband. Both parties have found a good thing. So I'm thankful for that. So we'd like to hear from you as well. What are you thankful for tonight? I mean, I'm sure that you're thankful for your relationship with the Father. You're thankful for if you're married. You're thankful for your wife or your husband. But we'd like to hear from you. What are you thankful for this evening? Maybe you're thankful that you live in such a great nation as the United States of America. You're thankful for your salvation, that you have a salvation experience that you can share with us this evening. I'm thankful really to be here because, like I say, most of these particular days, we would have been out of the country. We would have not been here. So we're going to go to a call right now. 580-8999. Your mic is open.
Brother Storm, Brother Meade out of Columbus, Georgia. Not being mushy, but being honest and direct, I am thankful for 61 years of life on this planet, the things that I've learned. But I really am thankful for the Storm family accepting me into their family and being the friends of the Storms. It is very much a treasure and a pleasure to have friends, and I have cherished and am going to continue to cherish my relationship with the Storm family as a gift that I'm excited about, and it's just truly a blessing for me to have a relationship with the Storm family as I have, and they've helped me through some tough times, and to see truly what love can be in this lifetime. As I told you guys before, that my earlier life as a child emulated what you guys had with your children, and that's how I grew up. So to find a family such as yours and to be a friend of the family is truly a blessing for me, and I'm very thankful for that in these days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen, my brother. We praise God, and we're thankful for you as well, and thankful for our relationship with you, and thankful for what the wisdom God has made available to us through you. So we are thankful for that as well. We are touching and agreeing that God will bless all of us and all of you this holiday season. And we thank you, my brother. So we want to continue on this theme, and we thank God for our brother sharing that, and we feel privileged to be able to have children that they're able to inspire anyone else or inspire themselves, we truly are humble and appreciative of that. The one thing that we attempt to share with our children all the time is to be confident yet to be humble, to be confident and to be proactive, but to do it with humility. And I just know for me that it's just so important in this particular dispensation that we learn how to be confident yet humble. And to me, that's just the most attractive combination, that when we're involved in some kind of activity, we give it everything we got. We are as aggressive as we can be. Yet when it comes a time for us to then learn how to move away from that activity, move away from that aggression, that we learn how to be loving and kind and humble with love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control as we mature and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Once you made a comment, if you'd like to make another comment, hit 1 on your phone, and that will take your hand away, and then wait just a few seconds, and then hit 1 again, and then we'll know that you'd like to make another comment. So we'll tonight just taking a few moments and chat about the concept of Thanksgiving, because, see, Thanksgiving in the relationship to the marriage is a necessary requirement. You know, it's part of us learning and understanding what it means to be married. It's part of us understanding and knowing that it requires a righteousness in God through Jesus Christ, that we can maintain a right standing with our spouse, that we have an understanding with our spouse, that we are able to see in them the things that God used to attract us to them, the thing that calls us to be thankful about them in the first place. And when we find ourselves going through the challenges of life, then sometimes the enemy will attempt to put into our mind ideas and concepts that will try to cloud that reality. But we must understand that we stay focused and thankful for what God has made available to us. So what are you thankful about today? We're just having an evening where we just want to have some Thanksgiving. We're going to intermix that with Genesis 2:24 and the whole concept of marriage. But in that, what are you thankful for? Because there's something that happened in your life that shapes who you are, and it shapes how much success you had in your relationships with others, in your relationships with a spouse. And so we're opening up the line tonight because we want to hear your comments. And there is no right comment, no wrong comment. They're just comments made by the Holy Spirit. And again, if you've spoken, if you hit 1 on your phone, that'll take your hand down, wait about 10, 15 seconds, hit 1 again, and your mic will be reopened. So that's what we're sharing tonight. What is it that God has placed on your heart? Queen, your mic is open.
Well, Jesse, I just thank God for you, and I thank God for this Blog Talk Radio show. I do recall many, many, many years of listening on the other side of you ministering to such powerful men, and I'm so grateful and thankful that a little over 2 years ago, God allowed us an opportunity to be able to have a gathering here in our home with some wonderful couples, and from that gathering came about the Blog Talk Radio show, in particular, the oneness lessons. And I am so grateful and I am so thankful that God allowed us this opportunity to create such a wonderful tool for so many to come and enjoy. And I know in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it talks about, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We can't thank God enough for his son Jesus dying on the cross for us. We can't thank God enough for our mothers and our fathers who birthed us and allowed us to be here on this earth and be the individuals that we are today. We can't thank God enough for the trials and tribulations, for some of the mess that we went through in our growing up years to make us who we are today. We can't thank God enough for for allowing us to be able to cross paths with that perfect soulmate that he presented before us as husband and wife, that would soon be husband and wife. I can't thank God enough for you of being that powerful, God-fearing man that leads our household in the way in which we should go by allowing the Holy Spirit to be the head of everything you do. So I'm grateful and thankful for God for you being my husband. I can't thank God enough for these wonderful children that he has blessed us with, that he has allowed us to reach back and help and do for those that can't do for themselves. And I'm so grateful and thankful that when he blessed me with you, he blessed me also with a whole nother family in Mama Store and Dolores and Michelle and Donnie, Sam, and all of my nieces and nephews and all of those that I love so dearly on your side of the family that I wouldn't have got to know if it hadn't been for God blessing me with you. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful and grateful, Jesse, for the opportunities that he allows you and I and so many under the sound of my voice to be able to come together each and every Monday through Friday morning to give thanks to our Lord and Savior, to ask our Lord and Savior for things that we stand in need of, to intercede for those that we know are standing in need of a special prayer request, to be able to praise him for the things that he has done through our prayer lines. And I'm so grateful and thankful for the body that he has placed on the We Must Pray prayer line for men and women that make us stronger and wiser and better every day. And I thank God for the family that he has put together on Monday nights for the Blog Talk Radio show that makes us better individuals, better couples. And I'm so grateful and thankful for every day, such as today, that he gives us to be able to walk on this earth, to be able to be thankful for all that he has done. And I thank God, as always, for the breath of fresh air that I breathe every day. I'm just so grateful and thankful for my being. I love each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. And I thank God for you being part of my life as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise God for that. Powerful, my queen. Powerful. We thank God. Thank God for that. Wow, again, if you made a comment, you can hit 1 and your flag will go down and then come back and raise it again. We're going to go to our brother from Michigan, 761-2216. Your mic is open.
Amen, my brother. Good evening to everyone that's on the line. I have so many things that I can be thankful for, but as I was just sitting and thinking of what I was going to say, because I could take up the rest of the hour. But Sister Tammy has said so much, and I'm going to concur with her from the portion of my thankfulness to have a surrogate family, such as the Store family. I thank God that no matter what we've gone through, and just reverting back to the time that we shared in Mississippi, I've said this to you is so many times you were a magnet for my success. I could have been downtrodden and felt like I had nothing to win or nothing to actually accomplish in life, but to see us playing in the trail, playing at Sandy Gavin and then going on to Idella, Washington. One of my hardest moments to adjust is when Mother Store had to take you away from Mississippi and bring you to Michigan for a better life. Not realizing that at that same hour, same time, that she remarried and found such a man to raise up your family, brothers and sisters, that my mother also had accomplished a relationship, and a man took us on to help raise us and to have us have the success that we had. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the family that we have, and your family, my brothers and sisters, your sisters and brothers. I just really thank God. I thank God for Sister Tammy, who came into your life at a time in which you needed some healing. And I thank God for that. I thank God for those beautiful children that you have. But most of all, I get back and I say all of those things had to reverberate through my mind as she was laying them out. And my eyes got a little watery because I was thinking, you know, not so much about that, but thinking about how precious you are to her, how precious she is to you. I've seen something change in you over the years that when we first got back together in 1986, that awesome day and where I met a young man in the state form insurance office of Bill Rance, who said, yes, I knew Jesse Jones. And my heart almost hit the floor when he said, I knew. And if you think about the past tense, but he quickly came back and said, oh, no, he's not gone. He just changed his last name. So I thank God for that day and then the relationship that we've had over these last almost 30 years, a revitalization of coming back together again. At the same time, I thank God for me being born into the family that I was born into, because as Sister Tammy said a few moments ago, you know, if we had not come from where we had come, we would not know how far we have come and where we have gone from. So I thank God that as I look back at it, I could have been born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I could have been born to a rich family, an aristocratic family. And I don't know how much love I would have developed for family, knowing that I had everything and maybe feeling I didn't need anybody, my family or even someone outside of my family. So I thank God for that. I a lot of times look at my life and look at my family as the Israelites. You know, we didn't have everything growing up, but we did have that mother that did the best that she could to keep us together. And on Sundays, no matter what we did, because there was all boys and we was all in all different types of activities, but she demanded on Sunday evening when we came home from church that we would sit down and have dinner together. And I remember until the day I left home, that was something that happened. And I look back sometimes on, and I look at TV and I see that family in Chicago and it said, talked about the family dinner. And my mother always prepared that dinner on Saturday night and early Sunday morning so that when Sunday came, she could go to church, she can do her ushering, and we could do whatever we needed to do, to sing in the choir, to be a part of the junior layman or the junior deacon board. But when we got home at 1:30, we could sit down together as a family and eat dinner. And even though we were not rich, we could also have our friends over. And I don't know how my mother was able to stretch a chicken so far and potato salad and all of the other condiments with a dinner. So I thank God for all that he's done in my life. So I continuously, each and every day, have so much to be thankful for and to be thankful each morning to get up and to be a part of the Omega Ministry and the Pentagon Man prayer line. Every day someone brings something up to make you realize that it's a day to be thankful. Never think that you've done anything on your own, because it's God's will for each and every one of us. So I thank you, my brother. I thank you for the email to remind us to get onto the line and let us know what we're here and why we could be thankful. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Well, thank you, my brother. We praise God for you because you have a powerful ministry. And I, too, have watched you over these years as we both have, I would say, matured. And I remember the times we had some great times together when people would think we would be fighting, and we were not fighting. We were just very strong in our opinions. But I just praise God that as we have grown together, that the one thing that's so powerful is that I thank God for you and your ministry. I thank God because you caused us to grow beyond where we would have been. And it's just a powerful gift that God has given you. And I thank God for that, because you made all of us stretch beyond where we were. You forced all of us men to not be afraid of our emotional side, to not be afraid to love, not be afraid to look out for others or to share with others that we had a concern for them. And all of those are powerful gifts that God made available to us through you. So I'm thankful to have you be part of my life. And I know that your life has not always been easy, but I know that through the power of God and your focus and love for him, that he's pulled you through some tough times and some difficult times. And as we were meditating this week and we get ready to expand and some of the things that we want to do in 2013, we would definitely be getting with you, because you know, we feel that you must be part of some of that activity. So, again, we just praise God for you, my brother. I love you. I know Tammy and the family love you. Mama Stuart loves you. You just like brother. You just brother. That's it. I praise God, and I thank you for your intervention for my brother, Sam. Even last year, this time of the year, little after this time when we had come back, when you went and ministered to him, and I'm sure your words and the things that you had to say also had a positive impact. And here we are a year later, he's still living, still around, and the doctors didn't give him 2 weeks to live. So we know we serve a God that's powerful, God that's able. So I thank God for that. I thank God for my sister also that you called upon and went by to visit there in Detroit. I praise God that he brought her back from that stage 4 big C. Now she's in total remission. I thank God for my nephew that got shot. One young man was killed, but he was spared by our Father. There are so many things, like you say, my brother, that we can be thankful of. But we just thank God for you. And if you want to make another comment, just hit 1 on your phone. Get rid of that question mark. And then hit 1 again, and we'll open your mic back up. So we're just sharing tonight, my brothers and sisters. I want to read one. We had a chat that came in from one of our brothers. I want to read it to you. As he said, he was thankful for. This is from our very own Dr. William Hill. I'm grateful and thankful to God for his blessings of grace, mercy, peace, protection, and prosperity in Jesus' name. And so we just thank God for our brother taking time to send that in to us to make sure that we get his thanksgiving on the line tonight. And while I have a moment, I want to give a little commercial for our brother. Our brother, Dr. Hill, is going to be joining the blog talk also on Tuesday, starting with the first Tuesday in December. He will begin to come on at 7 in the evening. He will be preceding Pastor Kenneth Fireson. So we're going to have two ministers on back-to-back. Dr. Hill will be on from 7 to 8:30, and then Pastor Fireson will be on from 8:30 to 10. So that's going to be starting the first Tuesday in December. So you'll be hearing more about that. But we praise God for our brother, Dr. William Hill. So we're going to take a short pause, and then we'll be right back. And we just praise God for all of you tonight. We'll want to hear more from each and every one of you. We'll be right back.
I believe here it comes. I believe all my heart desires will come true. I believe in rainbows. I believe the
baby cry. Have you ever seen an eagle fly? It's amazing to me, even though without wings I can't fly. I believe in miracles. I believe there's a light shining within. There's a miracle inside of me. I believe in angels. I believe with all my heart. Although I cannot see, I believe in miracles. I believe someday soon the desert will bloom. Have you ever heard a baby cry? Have you ever seen an eagle fly? It's amazing to me, even though without wings I can fly. I believe in miracles. I believe there's a light shining within. There's a
there is a miracle inside of each and every one of us, and we just thank God for the sharing that we will continue to share, where we're so grateful and thankful. And I'm just also so grateful and thankful that God allowed me an opportunity once again to just be brought up with such wonderful siblings. I'm like a child right now. I'm so excited that I know in 2 days I'm going to be in the arms of all of my siblings and my mother and my father, that I don't get to see that often, all my nieces and nephews and great nieces and great nephews. And I am just looking so forward to that family time that we will spend together in Indiana. And I'm so forever thankful for all of the experiences that we share together as a family. We, as Curtis said, didn't have everything that we desired, but we had everything we needed. And when we go back and we have these family reunions, we're so thankful and we're so grateful that we can reminisce and look and see where God has brought us from. And because we acknowledge that it's God, we can't be quiet on God. Because when you look back over your life and you think about even a week ago, some of you in your marriages, where you were, and you were so down and out, but all through the grace of God, how he brought you through and he saw you through. This is a time to be vocal. This is a time to publicly announce how grateful and thankful We are to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of 1 Chronicles 16:34, just to give you a couple scriptures of why it's important to speak it. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting." It's not just for today. It wasn't just for yesterday. But if you want it, you can have it forevermore. I thank God that even in Psalms 34:1, it says, "I will bless the Lord at all times." And blessing the Lord is being grateful and thankful at all times. His praise shall continuously be in our mouth. We have to, through our mouths, show how grateful and thankful we are. That's why so often when the church is opened up and they invite those that don't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior to come forward, it must be confessed with your own mouth who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, that he is the one who died on the cross for you and I. And that's why it's so important for us to speak words of thanksgiving. And then I'm even reminded, even as we think about it, in Colossians 3:15, think about it. It says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." I'm thankful for the one body that we are together tonight. I'm thankful for the one body that he put Jesse and I together so that we have some common goal to work toward, and that be the best husband and the best wife together as one that we can possibly be. I'm so grateful for 1 Timothy 4, and I thank God for verses 4 and 5. It says, "For everything by God is good, is created by God is good. God don't create junk." So that wonderful wife, that wonderful husband that sits by your side tonight, be forever grateful and thankful that God created it good just for you. It says, "And nothing is to be rejected. It is to be received with gratitude, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." And then I thank God, the last one for this moment that I will give you for your listening, for the listening audience, go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Again, can't say it enough. Again, 1 Thessalonians says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Let us hear what you're thankful for. Let us be able to rejoice with you on what God has blessed you with, has brought you through. And how about this? Let's thank God in advance for the things that we know we desire for him to provide for us, for him to give to us. And let us just thank him in advance. To God be the glory. Let us hear from you on this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We praise God for that. We praise God. Powerful scripture to support Thanksgiving and to support marriage. The one thing that we really want to emphasize, who we are in marriage is a reflection of all of the experiences and all of the relationships we have been exposed to and we've had to deal with in life. And as we were sharing earlier, hopefully somewhere along the way, we were able to see and able to reflect on the positive images and the positive experiences that we had as children. As Brother Meade was sharing earlier about his growing up as well, that he shared with us before about the image of the mother and the father as he was growing up. And Brother Curtis was echoing the fact that, you know, regardless of what you may have had, many of us, I can speak for myself being from the South, we didn't know that we were supposed to have been poor. We didn't know that because we had, and mothers and families talked about the same thing as well. I mean, where we were supposed to have been poor, but we had love and we had provision, and so we were maybe eating a different kind of food. But we didn't see ourselves as being poor. We saw ourselves as having more than enough. And oftentimes these days it's somewhat difficult, even in marriages, for us to not understand that we have provision and we have a lot. And again, I thank God for this. I thank God that I have a wife, that I have a queen that is not addicted to spending a whole bunch of money. And I'm really serious when I say this. If some people would knew the kind of income that we really allow ourselves to have, and even though we've been in business for 8 years, we really don't do anything that's crazy. You know, we really don't. We make less money working for ourselves than we made when we were working in the corporate arena. But we have more fun. We have an opportunity to grow more, to develop more, to do more things that I'm sure are pleasing to God. We don't give any less. I mean, that's the other thing. We don't give any less than what we gave then. We give just as much. And we don't worry about, should we give? We give. And at the end of the day, we're able to eat. We're able to sleep. We're able to do those things that we do. And if there was anything that somebody may call that we may do, and I don't see it as a splurge at all, it's the fact that we go and spend time together. We go and spend, and as I said, this is the first time in 15 years that we are not gone this particular week, because typically we are gone and we are on our oneness trip this particular week. But we made a commitment to our children that we would be home and we would no longer be gone this particular week. And so we now set it aside to where we go up and we'll spend time with Mama Holloway and Papa Holloway and the family on this Thursday. And then we got to hustle back because, you know, the kids have practice on Saturday. So it's as Brother Meade always say, it's a never ending, it's never not exciting or not something going on around here. And that's another thanks report. We thank God that he's given us the energy, the strength, the drive, the ability to support our children's efforts. And I'm sure you're in the same way, that we thank God. I know when I was chatting earlier today with Brother Pitts, and he was running around and picking up little Daryl from friend's house, and he was sharing the same thing about the things that he needed to do, and we were trying to figure out how we could get together. And I had to share, well, it'll have to be, you know, this weekend, as we'll be gone starting tomorrow until Saturday. So let us hear from you tonight. We're going to go to another phone, 202-345-0413.
Good evening, Brother Jesse, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. I thank the Lord for so many things. Today, I'm so thankful that I was able to go down to North Carolina and to the homegoing of my aunt. And even in the midst of the homegoing, I was thinking how much she loved people, how much they would feel love and an example of love. I just thank the Lord that my uncle was happy to see us. He was kind of surprised. My cousins were happy to see us, that we would, you know, honor their mother and come all the way down from D.C. But when you have a God that's just so good, and when you have somebody in your life that's just so beautiful and that loves you and is a great example of love, you want to pay your respects if possible. So there's so many different things, but on today, I just thank the Lord that she lived a life. I'm 77 years old and was married to my uncle for 48 years. So I'm just so thankful today that she lived an example of a Christian woman. And just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, that's powerful, my brother. 48 years of marriage. Man, that's powerful. I praise God for you sharing that. Once again, another example of oneness and oneness capability. And I'm glad to hear that God has strengthened you, my brother. When you were saying that you were going to go down and make that trip and come back, and we're going to continue to touch and agree that God's going to sustain you all the way, that all things will be well, and that the angels are already encamped around you and the vehicle, and all things are well, and that the path has already been cleared. And we just praise God, you and your twin was on earlier. I wasn't checking the numbers to see, but your twin was on earlier as well. And we praise God for both of you all. And, you know, he's in that, but we thank God for that. You know, he's in that bereavement ministry. And I see his twin, the preacher, the reverend man.
Amen.
Now, I do want to share with you, my brother, we were sharing with some others last evening about how all of us need to be careful. We didn't give out no names. We just said we all need to be careful of what we be eating over these next few days. So we want to encourage all of us be careful.
Amen. We were talking. My cousin came down. He's in town visiting his mother from California, and it was a blessing that he had not been down in the last 30-something years, almost 40 years, so he was able to go down to where he was raised. So, and we was talking. He was like, man, I normally don't eat this barbecue. And I said, I don't normally eat barbecue either, unless if I'm in North Carolina. So it's okay in moderation. I won't let me hear the sin, so I won't be sinning.
Amen. Will you be careful? Amen.
We just passed the North Carolina line and heading back up the road.
All right, you be careful. God bless you.
Thanks.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, we're chatting about what are you thankful for this evening? Thankful about your life, how your life has been shaped by who you are and all of those that have blessed and sown into your life. And we know that, you know, this is a precious time of year, and sometimes when we just don't want to forget the fact that God blessed us immensely to get us to where we are. And so we've heard from many of the brothers tonight and my queen and sharing with what God has blessed them and what he's been able to do. Because as we said before, it's really kind of strange. I'm going to be honest with you. To be home this particular week at this particular time, this is the first time I've been home for 15 years this week. So it's kind of different, trying to adjust to it. But I know it's going to be all right. We're going to go to another caller, 951-4928. Your mic is open.
Amen, my brother. God is good, and I just want to thank God for this powerful ministry that you and your lovely wife has continued to just pour out to each and every one of us. And I'm catching the last end of it because I had to go pick up my little man and his friend from Raven Gap. And so I just want to chime in on this. I thank God for just allowing him to show me whose I am. And I thank God for this great health. But I truly thank God for my soulmate, my buddy, my pal, my boo. I truly thank God for my lovely wife. And I truly thank God from all the things that he's brought us to and delivered us through. More importantly, I just thank God for just continuing to bless us and surround us with some God-fearing men and women who truly is after God's own heart. So I just thank God for that, my brother. And I just hearing Brother Van on the road and all the other brothers on the road, and I just thank God for just the not only God putting us all together on the one accord and with one purpose, I just truly thank God for that true and for everlasting friendship that we all have in the brotherhood and the sisterhood on this prayer line. And truly, I just thank God for what he's going to continue to do with this line and everybody that's connected to it and all of our children that is connected to us. So I just want to thank you, my brother, and I'm glad, you know, the Holy Spirit, I looked at the time and I said, oh, Lord, I got to chime in. And you know what? You're never late. You're always right on time, and God is good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, my brother. You know you're always right on time, and we praise God for you. We knew you had to be out there doing all of them, being what they call them, Charles tonight, you know, the chauffeur. But we understand that completely.
Amen, amen.
Oh, good. It's all good, my brother. And we praise God for your ministry, all the things that you're doing. We praise God because, again, you know, you're one of those brothers that I really respect and relate to. All the things you're doing for your family. Mine here, my father, who, of course, you know, embraced us, you know, all of these children that didn't come from his loins. And like I say, I respected him so much. My brother, his brother Curtis, was sharing earlier, that's why my name was changed, even as an adult, that I became legally adopted. So yes, my brother, you always got a special love in my heart for men like you. So we praise God for your ministry, all the things that you're doing. May God continue to bless you. I know you're doing the ministry even as your queen is traveling so much, but God is going to continue to bless you, my brother. So we praise God for you and your ministry, all of the brothers that have spoken, all of the sisters for the ministry and the ministry of love that you express and share with others, you know, every day. So we're thankful for that. Thankful for all of these ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We want to, my queen has got something I know she wants to share with us. I'm going to go back to the queen. Queen, what you got for us, queen?
I just wanted to come back, Jesse, and share just a couple quotes that we can be grateful for and thankful for. A couple of leaders of our United States of America, Abraham Lincoln, back in 1863, had a quote of thanksgiving. He stated, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown." In 1901, we hear from Theodore Roosevelt tells us in a quote on Thanksgiving, "Let us remember that as much has been given us, much will be expected from us, and that true homage comes from the heart as well as from the lips and shows itself in deeds." And our last president I would like to acknowledge is John F. Kennedy, where he talks about, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." And so we just thank God. We are so grateful and thankful that in all we do, we give thanks, for we are reminded of Philippians 4:6, which we all know, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." May God bless all of you. We thank God for hearing from so many of you. We love you. We are praying for you. We are praying with you. And we are as elated as you are to be entering into another week of Thanksgiving as we enter into this celebration that we call Thanksgiving Day. And I'm just so grateful and I'm so thankful that as we enter into this day, we will be forever appreciative of all that God has done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen. I'm thankful, but I'm also trying to, you know, maintain my civility and humility, knowing that typically I'll be in a warmer place. And it'd be a whole different kind of atmosphere, but we all have it. We all good. We're going to make it work. We're about to go up here and deal with some of this cold weather. I'm going to just have to think warm, I guess, and pray that it's no, that the cold won't be too bad. I understand the weather in the Midwest is not going to be as severe as it has been in the past. And we're going to remember to get out of there early, because I do remember once in the past we got caught up. I think it was caught up a week before. I can't remember. It was a weekend or something when we had come back or went before. I can't remember. But we don't want to get caught up in that traffic going up there. We're going to go back to another call, but I really appreciate my queen and her perspectives and sharing those quotations, powerful quotations from leaders, great leaders of this nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to Brother Curtis. Brother Curtis, your mic is open.
Amen, my brother. As you have so eloquently reminded us, I want to right now acknowledge a happy anniversary to you and your queen, knowing that this is the week that you generally travel to your honeymoon after honeymoon after honeymoon, celebrating your anniversary. So we thank and praise God that this is an opportunity that God has suggested for you. I know you guys went away earlier in the month, but we just thank and praise God. I'm reminded that this weekend, and you said something earlier about not being big spenders or just spending, and I thank and praise God that two examples are being shown here tonight and this week from your family, is that you are giving of yourselves this week to be with family. And that is a very important thing at this time of year, because we've set it aside as Thanksgiving. The other side of it is that although our economic climate, they say it's bleak, when people will tend to open up on Thursday evening and call it Black Friday, when that is Thanksgiving, and cut so many families short of being joined together in Thanksgiving. So I just thank and praise God this morning, and I also offer up traveling grace to you and your queen and your little ones, and to even to your brothers and sisters who's coming in to Atlanta and you will not be there. But we thank God for the family time this weekend with all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, my brother. We receive it. Yeah, we look forward to seeing Donnie and Rachel when we get back on Saturday. But, yeah, we're glad that Mama's store will be covered with family when we're gone. So we thank God that they planned it where we'll be able to see them before they depart. But it's always important to have family around during these seasons, and we're glad that, Mama's store will be covered. And she'll be with family also on Thursday. We thank you for that, my brother. We praise God, really, for your ministry. All of the brothers that spoke, and my queen, a couple ladies on, but we praise God that for whatever, we're going to continue to believe that everyone will get to the point to where they experience transparency, and they know that when they share, when they say something, somebody will be blessed. We just praise God for that. And I want to leave you with one thing tonight. Someone that said made a real impact. It says that I try to make the daily practice of listing each day at least three things I am grateful and thankful for. So this started out as a sort of therapy after the murderous events of 1984. I have kept it over the years. I wish I had my earlier list, but sadly they have been lost. I remember writing about birds singing and feeling the wind on my face. The point is that each day should be Thanksgiving Day, not just the fourth Thursday in November. I rarely do anything special aside from cooking and especially delicious dinner. I certainly see nothing, I mean, it just goes on and on about this, but the key thing that I got out of that is that every day should be Thanksgiving. That, again, we shouldn't have to set something aside. But yeah, we take advantage of the fact that when it's a legal holiday, we can go and actually be off work and not have to worry about that. But at the same time, that we all can learn that every day should be Thanksgiving. So we praise God for that. We praise God for that. And I'm going to ask my queen to come back and end us in a prayer. And I'm going to leave us again with these commercial announcements. Tomorrow night, Pastor Kenny Fireson, 8:30 p.m., starting first Tuesday in December, Dr. William Hill, the 7 o'clock to 8:30, and then Pastor Kenneth Fireson from 8:30 to 10. That's going to be starting that first Tuesday in December. We also have other brothers that are in prayer and meditation about beginning to come and also release their ministries. So we're continuing to believe that God is going to, you know, allow them the opportunity to come and bring forth those ministry gifts. So we look forward to it because God has given everybody, all of us, to minister reconciliation. And everybody's got so many gifts, we'd love to see them come forward. So, Queen, if you would take us out with a prayer tonight, we'd really appreciate it.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every one of your presence tonight. And as always, we open and close in prayer with a heart of thanksgiving. So, Father God, we just thank you for all that our ears have heard on this evening. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your presence here with us. We thank you in advance for just walking with us and talking with us and keeping us on the straight and narrow. And we pray tonight, as always, that you will allow us all to have a good night's rest. That, Father, as we rest well tonight, we will get up in the morning forever grateful and forever thankful for all that you have done. And we pray, Lord God, as we all begin to take our journeys to point A back to point B, we pray that you would be in the midst of allowing traveling grace and mercy to be with each and every one of us. We know that you're providing that traveling grace and mercy right now for our brother, Van, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you will allow him to arrive safe back to his destination. And then, Father God, we thank you as always for the powerful, God-fearing spouses that you've blessed us with. Continue to allow us to grow and understand each other better and better by and by. Allow us, Father, to show respect, to be able, Father God, to support each other. Give us that opportunity to be able to lie down with each other and be able to enjoy each other in the manner in which you desire for us to caress each other. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that you will allow us to recognize, know, and understand that we, Father God, can't ever do anything without you. We recognize that we must call upon your name, and I thank you, Lord God, that when we call upon your name, that you would be there to hear each and every one of our cries. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for love. We thank you for allowing us all to operate in the fruit of the Spirit. Continue, Father God, to let our light shine so bright for others to see you through, for others to see you through us. We love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I